And is that strange? I feel like everyone has been held at gunpoint at some point in their life.
Airing every day from noon to 3.
I'd be so rattled if I was held at gunpoint. What do you do?
You know what the answer is? You do whatever they tell you to do. That's the answer.
Well, what if you want? What if they're like, "Give me your wallet"? What if you don't have any money and you try to tell them?
You're
like,
"Wallet!
You're like, all I got in there is cards, man. I got no cash. All I got is cards."
I would
they're
say,
like, "Give me the wallet."
I would
don't want
say
to have my ID, but then you got to go get a new ID. You got to cancel all your credit cards, debit cards, get new cards. Just a huge pain.
Well, I mean, what's a bigger pain? Getting new debit cards and credit cards and an
yes.
ID, or getting shot?
Getting new credit cards and debit cards and ID, because you get shot, you're just like, then you die.
On 1340 WKGN.
Let's try it.
You start a GoFundMe. If you get it up to about $1,000, I'll probably let you shoot me in the foot. I got to make the rent.
Hour 3 kicking off in the White Claw Studios. Hour 3 headlines. What do you got for us, Draven?
Gonna start. You're a big movie guy, right?
Love movies. Love movies so much.
Did you hear the news with Regal Cinema?
Yeah.
They're back?
No.
No.
But they're not going away. They're not going bankrupt.
Nope.
That's good.
They're not done officially. They secured a $750 million. Oof. A lot of money. In liquidity to survive until it reopens, but it looks like it's going to pretty much remain closed until likely May of 2021.
Man,
so
they can't get a stimulus check?
No.
Sorry. We did have our first like blockbuster level movie that's going to come to streaming services.
Really?
Wonder Woman 1984 is going to be on HBO Max.
I need to watch
Christmas.
The first one. I heard the first
pretty
one.
Pretty solid.
Really good.
As far as, yeah, it's pretty really solid. Good. But that was probably the first movie that was like outside like Tenet that they kind of just experimented with seeing if it would, you know, hit in theaters. This is probably the first like blockbuster level movie that could have made, you know, close to $1 billion if it's going to get released on demand. So,
heck yeah.
That should be it. I'll be interested to see that numbers because technically they're still releasing it in theaters too, but with like Regal being closed, limits, you know,
yeah,
AMC's opportunities.
Still open, right?
Yes.
AMC, is that the biggest cinema chain in the world? Because this says it's the second biggest Regal is. So I was curious.
Probably.
Who was the first? I would say
AMC, it would have to be at that point.
I was kind of curious about that.
I hate AMC in Knoxville,
though. Yeah, the ones here are not good.
Yeah.
Like, we got more AMCs, like, back home.
But
for
obviously,
me,
Regal's a Knoxville company, so.
Yeah.
Right.
Is Marquee a cinema company? Do they have a lot or no?
I don't know.
There's a lot around my house. So
AMC's still renting out those theaters, too, if you...
Like you said.
A nice little Christmas date, Draven, you know.
Hey, there you go.
The
watch
theater.
A little Christmas movie. Watch The Grinch.
Oh.
Yeah. My favorite Christmas movie.
There you
the
go.
Grinch.
Jim Carrey. Anyways, some other sports news. Colts Packers. We talked about ratings. Here's a little bit of positive.
The Grinch.
I was like, I don't know what you're doing over there. But, what a classic scene, though, right?
Yeah, no, it's good.
Do you think cartoons better or the Jim Carrey version?
Jim Carrey version.
It's good. I thought he did a good job with it. He's a good Grinch.
You're the. I saw pictures from over the weekend of like, I guess parents who,
were
getting like Christmas shoots with their kids and let the Grinch sneak up on them, and I just feel like that's really traumatizing, and the kids look so scared. The Grinch was busting in on them, and I just thought that was very, very mean.
It is mean.
Yeah, but it'd be cool pictures to have.
Mm-hmm.
Years later, as long as there wasn't any, there weren't any like traumatic effects.
There's always traumatic effects.
Yeah.
You just don't know about it today.
Right.
Yeah.
But I was going to mention, John, you talked about the ratings earlier. Colts Packers, a game, the reports came out, it drew 23.9 million views on Sunday on Fox. The second most watched NFL game this season. So that's a, it's a good sign, right? The first one still being the Bucks and the Saints back in week one.
It's a little surprising that did such huge numbers.
I mean, that's not really. I mean, I guess Aaron Rodgers brings in attention, but other than that, the Colts are not the most, you know, popular team in the NFL. Anything like that?
Yeah, I was
going
to say, I don't think of the Colts as a huge ratings draw like that, but.
It was a good game, though. Maybe that was the, you know, the reason. Maybe people tuned in and into that fourth quarter knowing Aaron Rodgers had his chance to be, you know, the hero again, be the magician man that he is, but it was a little disappointing. But still.
Along those same lines, there's rumors that the Titans Browns in 2 weeks might get the flex treatment.
Saw that.
Sunday Night Football.
So you think it'd be Sunday? Because I saw the CBS game. It's Packers-Eagles, too, so I thought they might flex that the 4 o'clock game.
When I saw flex, I was thinking just to the
which you could be right. I was just kind of curious about that because the Sunday night game's Chiefs-Broncos, which isn't a good game either. So there's
but
two kind of
– but yeah.
Yeah, two kind of shaky games.
It could just be the 4 o'clock national window.
Which
I guess still I
didn't
think about that.
That'd be still kind of
cool. –
yeah, still exciting.
It's a big game. Titans-Browns, right. I mean, both teams already have 7 wins. Obviously, it could be both 2-8 and 3 teams, but at the very least, it'll be a – it'll be a playoff implication game.
Right. And a good test for the Browns. We talked about it. They have yet to beat pretty much anybody good. So that would be...
except the Colts.
Right.
Which is weird.
Yeah. So kind of some bad news coming out of the Dallas, man. Strengthening and conditioning coordinator Marcus Paul was rushed to the hospital this morning after apparently having what they said was a heart attack. Now, he's in the process of undergoing further tests and additional information will be released later. So a little bit of a scary thing for the Cowboys. Yeah, not COVID related or anything like that. Avoiding the COVID, but still a heart attack, man. Just not good. Not good news. But we'll see. Hopefully, wishing all the best for him, Marcus Paul, the new strength and conditioning coach out in Dallas. We had some Hall of Fame nominees. The 25 semifinalists of Modern Era players for 2021 Pro Hall of Fame. Pro Football Hall of Fame class. Do you guys want to know some of the big names coming out? Any guesses?
I mean, Peyton's on there, right?
Peyton Manning.
I'd imagine Charles Woodson's on there.
Charles Woodson as well.
Who else?
We got, how about Megatron? Calvin Johnson. Okay. Remember him?
Yeah.
Remember the great receiver?
No, yeah. I forgot Calvin Johnson.
It does feel like so long ago.
Julio does
playing,
make you almost
though, right?
forget, you know? I feel that.
Johnson did retire 2015, so... not that long ago, but he's one of the nominees. Also, a couple of other key names. Rodney Harrison, longtime safety for the Patriots, who is he's on NFL Network, I believe, or he does some sort of I guess he's on NBC, right? Yeah, he's on NBC with Tony Dungy. He does the pregame show. So another big name there, Rondae Barber, former cornerback for the Buccaneers.
We're now at the point where these Hall of Fame guys are guys I spent like watching their entire career.
Kind of crazy,
like,
right?
I don't want to say as an adult, but like as a cognitive,
I mean, John.
Football literate, football savvy, like 15-year-old.
Right. John Lynch, another name on here, who's running the 49ers currently right now. So, yeah, a couple of interesting names thrown in the boat. A couple of receivers, Hines Ward, Reggie Wayne, Peyton Manning's go-to guy there for a long time. You mentioned Charles Woodson as well. So, pretty exciting. I would say Peyton probably. Get in, which
maybe
I would say. How many Peyton is it out of the 25? Is it what?
I would imagine Peyton will be unanimous.
Is it 7 or 8 that end up getting the finalist? I know it's they cut that number down quite a bit. I know it's like under 10, so we'll see. But yeah, you're probably right on the Peyton Manning situation. I'm sure he'll have no trouble. What about some positive UT news? How about Jordan Bone? Did you see Jordan Bone get himself a little two-way contract?
Yep,
he did.
Orlando Magic down in Orlando. Any chance you think he gets to play out there or get to do anything? I mean, or is
so
this?
So they got what? Fultz.
I think they still have Carter Williams, correct?
No, but he's more of a two.
Augustine's still down there.
No, Augustine's gone. Augustine's in Milwaukee.
Oh yeah.
I mean, he'll get a chance, but I mean, he's a long ways away from me thinking he'll be like a NBA rotation player, which is why he's got another two-way deal, which is, you know, maxes the days he can spend on an NBA roster.
Still, exciting news for him. I feel like he's probably got a better opportunity in Orlando than Detroit. Maybe I'm wrong. Detroit's not very good either, but we'll see what happens there. Interesting comments from Montrezl Harrell. We've had some NBA news. First of all, what do you think about Boogie Cousins going to the Rockets? What is that to keep Harden happy?
To give him somebody to hang out with. Because, I mean, they already signed a big with Christian Wood, who's a pretty good young big. Like,
yeah, from Detroit.
They've signed a couple of good young bigs. And then, you know, plus Boogie, which, you know, you buy low on Boogie.
Mm-hmm.
Just seems weird the Rockets are going to go from no centers to now we have nothing but centers. He's got a whole bunch of big men.
How do you think that's going to work out? I mean, you expect Boogie to revitalize his career out in Houston, him and James Harden, this terrific duo. Is this going to be worth watching? I mean, what are the Rockets doing? This kind of just feels desperate to me. I mean, does it not? They're just...
It's buying low on DeMarcus Cousins, which, you know, if he can be good again, then obviously it's a home run, but... I don't know, man. Like, I don't think Boogie's going to do anything. It's just he's still a name. And like I said, maybe he's someone who James Harden will have fun hanging out with. They're close to the same age. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah, they should be.
Close to the same age.
But he's not that old, is he?
And Boogie's like, what, 2012? I mean, he's been in the league 8 years now.
Yeah.
The same age as John Wall. Mm-hmm. John Wall's close to 30, so I mean, Boogie's close to James Harden's age.
Speaking of John Wall.
And he's a champion. Although, yeah. I don't know if the Lakers are giving him a ring or not.
Speaking of John Wall, they said that he has not requested a trade. Remember all the rumors coming in that John Wall requested a trade? It's going to be Westbrook and John Wall. Apparently, there's no issues with John and I. That's what the Wizards GM, Tommy Shepard, came out and said. So, you like the idea of keeping John Wall? Is that the right move for the Wizards?
It's cheaper to keep him than pay whatever they're going to have to do to get rid of him.
Jeez, what a mess.
I just don't think there's any market for him. No one's going to trade for John Wall.
No.
The only trade you could do is trade him for Russell Westbrook, which if you do trade him for Russell Westbrook, it's pretty much the same thing. So nothing's going to happen there.
Also, some more kind of college basketball news. We've been talking a lot about college basketball. The ACC men's basketball tournament has been moved from Washington, D.C. to Greensboro March 9th through the 13th. Not really sure what this move is.
I thought it was always in Greensboro.
No, apparently they're going to have it in D.C.
They move it around every now and then. D.C.'s had a couple of them.
I guess D.C. just more populated than Greensboro. That's probably why they're doing this, I'm assuming, for the ACC tournament. We'll see what happens there. But I want to talk about Montrezl Harrell. Did you see Montrezl Harrell? Man, the Clippers not showing him much love. He was a little upset about it. Had some criticism of the Clippers. He said big reason he went to the Lakers, he said that it was a team that wanted me. He said it all kind of happened very quickly, but he reiterated the Lakers made him feel wanted, where they were a team that were highly on me. So, pretty interesting. The Clippers just completely kind of throwing Montrezl Harrell under the bus.
The Clippers are probably sick of him after they watched Nikola Jokic kick his ass. They probably
whip
like,
up on him.
Yeah, they're probably like, hey, this guy doesn't have it anymore.
Yeah.
It's probably and they're true. Getting rid of him, and they'll probably try to get rid of Lou Williams, too, at some point. And, like, the Clippers, I mean, they upgraded. Ibaka's better than Harrell for 1 year.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I'm sure they weren't sad to see him go. Good batch of headlines. We'll play some Tuesday trivia after the break. Stick with us as Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. All right, we're doing some Tuesday trivia. You ready to go?
Yeah.
Ready to take this L? Let's do it. What's this? What's the record now?
Ooh. Losing count. No, what are you? What are you?
9-3.
Whoa. Yeah. Was it 3-2?
3-2, 9-3 overall.
Yeah,
in
the series.
Man, was we up 2-0?
Yeah. Yes.
You guys had the brooms out. Yeah.
It's been downhill since they broke out the brooms.
Javen, look at your partner. He is already defeated here. Look at him. He is already.
Yeah, he did come in his I don't even care.
Yeah.
I need
Draven was in the zone. Like, yeah. I'm ready for trivia.
He's
just,
already checked out. Are you still eating on that candy bar, by the way, or are you finally done?
No, I finished it.
I've never seen anybody stretch out one candy bar as long as you have.
Dedication.
2 hours, just one piece every 15 minutes or so.
Savor the flavor.
Look at that.
Savor the flavor.
What a psycho. Where are we at? 1 through 25?
Yep, 1 through 25.
You guys want to go first or second?
We'll go first.
Hey, you guys want to go first or second?
First.
All right, I'll go first. Give me number 9, please.
Number 9. What is the capital of Belgium?
How much time does he get, Hayden?
I get unlimited time. I don't know why you guys always ask.
I just want to make sure.
Man. I just really got perked up and it was capital. I was thinking it was a state. God. I can't even think of any cities in Belgium right now. I'll just pass. I won't waste any more time. I don't know.
It is Brussels.
Like Brussels sprouts. You ready?
Yes, like Brussels
sprouts. You pick the numbers, Hayden. We'll change it up a little bit.
What number did he pick?
9.
Oh, my gosh.
He picked 9.
10.
You said 10?
Yeah, 10.
Like the approach.
Number 10. All right. As of November 18th, 2020, who leads the NFL in sacks?
I think it's Myles Garrett, but we're discussing, by the way, no locked-in answer yet. I believe it's Myles Garrett, but he sat out this past week. But it's November 18th, which was last week, correct? This last Sunday.
Can you put your phone down?
Checking the calendar. 24th. No, it'd be...
So it's the 24th, so this weekend would have been...
Not counted.
22nd, yeah.
Yeah, so...
Or is it Alden Smith? Is he up there?
No. He hasn't got a sack since like week three.
Oh, okay.
No, that's wrong. He's not even close.
I guess he was leading.
The top, it's play. Either Myles Garrett, Aaron Donald, or the Trey Hendrickson from New Orleans. Those are the top three guys. I don't think
Hendrickson got a loss this past weekend. So he might be in first now, but he wouldn't have been at that time.
He did get a lot of sacks, though, against the Bucks. Yeah. But that wasn't the week before. Because the Saints played.
At 20 seconds.
I'm pretty sure it's Myles Garrett.
Okay.
We'll go Myles Garrett.
It is Myles Garrett.
Let's go.
That's Draven's first one right. There we go.
He is still tied for the league this week with Trey Hendrickson.
Yeah. Okay. And Aaron Donald's third, I bet. Pretty sure.
I think so. I can't remember.
Not nitpicking, but why did we make it from 4 days ago and not include this weekend?
I had the question last week, and I just rolled it over.
Okay. Just checking.
Technically, he still would have been the answer.
Yeah.
He's tied for first.
Okay, give me number 11.
Just going down the list. All right. Number 11. Pennywise the Clown comes out once every how many years?
Ooh. Scary movie guy.
You know this one, Jaylen?
I think I do know this one. Pretty sure.
I'm pretty sure I know it, but I'm also maybe confusing it with Jeepers Creepers because I watched that stupid movie head on in the background. It's a similar plot where the guy only comes out once every so-and-so years. That's but I'm thinking movie. It might be the same amount of years.
Jeepers Creepers. That song gives me the creeps.
Where'd you get those people?
Yep.
Okay. Oh, man, I really hope this isn't Jeepers Creepers, but I'm going to go with 27 years.
That's what I was going to say. That's right.
That is correct.
Yeah. I think Deeper right. Creepers is 27 years, too.
All right. One and one through.
He picked 11 and 9. So you're up.
Let's go 12.
I like it.
All right. Who was the number one overall pick in the 2006 NBA draft?
NBA 2006.
It's not Kevin Durant. Was it freaking? He was after that.
It was. What was it? It was the big guy that was terrible.
Greg Oden? Greg Oden?
No, that was 2007.
Okay.
Because he was on the cover of college basketball, like 2K7 or whatever.
Yeah. You're right.
I keep saying it. That Darko Milicic guy. Is that wrong? Was he a number one pick?
I don't know about 2006. I have no idea.
You think he kind of looks like Darko?
A little bit.
I really do think it is Darko Milicic, but that could be way off.
Who drafted him?
The Pistons, but the Pistons, no, maybe it wasn't the Pistons because they wouldn't have the number one pick.
No, they wouldn't have the number one pick.
So that's wrong.
20 seconds.
20 seconds.
Oh, man. Those are just one of those. Mm. 2006, who would have been really bad?
10 seconds.
Oh, man. I'm about to just say Darko.
Go ahead.
I think it's all.
That's embarrassing. Are you going to say it or not, Hayden?
I mean, yeah. We don't have any time left. It's fine.
Who's going to say it?
It's a big guy.
Are you guys
Darko Milicic.
Who says it? Or change the rules down? So, by the way, just want to point out, last week, Hayden had to have all the answers. The last two questions.
I said that was fun. Darko Milicic.
That's embarrassing.
That is incorrect.
What's his name?
It's Andrew Bogut, right?
It is not Bogut. Oh. It's Andrea Bargnani. Bargnani.
Bargnani?
Was Bogut 05, I guess?
Was Milicic not like a top four pick?
Yeah, he's number three, though. He was in LeBron's draft.
Was he?
Yeah.
Oh, that's where I'm thinking of that guy. I just knew he was like a high pick and a bust. Bargnani. Okay. That guy was a bust,
never
too.
Got that.
Nah, he
I
was
guess
terrible.
I wouldn't have either. I thought it was
Bogut. He was terrible.
I guess Bogut was 05. Him and Alex Smith both went number one from Utah. Really weird.
That is weird.
Give me number 14, please.
Number 14.
So they had Chris Bosh and drafted Bargnani, too? What are they doing?
What famous Egyptian's tomb was opened in 1922?
I don't know what number we picked either.
Open in 1922?
Yep.
Was it 25? I don't know what I picked. Damn it.
I got two guesses here, obviously.
I was too worried about Bargnani.
Me too.
Not good.
I got two guesses here. Thinking it's either Nefertiti or Cleopatra.
Those are the only two Egyptians I know.
Okay. My first thought, my second thought is usually the right one, not the first thought. My first thought was Nefertiti. I'm going to go with Nefertiti. Let's go with Nefertiti.
Neither of your options were right.
Okay, I can live with that.
It was King Tutankhamun. King Tut.
Okay.
It was, his tomb was open in 1992.
I can live with that one.
All right. We're in it. 1-1. Let's go. Let's ride. Pick the number. I have no idea what he picked.
I don't either.
I think it ended in a 5, so maybe avoid 5, 15, and 25.
One? Didn't pick all right.
One. That's a fact.
Charles Darwin came up with the theory of what?
Bless America.
Evolution.
Yep.
Ooh, that is correct.
That was an easy one.
Yeah, that one's been on the board forever, and nobody's ever nailed it.
No one ever picked one.
Yeah.
Number two.
What sportswear brand ended its 10-year association with the NFL in 2011?
Oh, I think I know this one.
Yeah.
Oh, do you guys know it?
Pretty sure.
I think it's Reebok.
That is correct.
That's all I'm going to say.
Good job.
All right. We're 2-2s all around.
Here we go.
I can just see Peyton Manning wearing that white jersey with the blue Reebok logo.
All right, Hayden, we're rocking and rolling.
What's that? This is y'all's fourth?
This is our fourth question. It's tied 2-2.
Okay.
We got a ball game.
But John's only got one question left. We got two.
Yep.
Okay. Pick your poison.
Come on. We need
and
this
new
one.
Tiebreaker rules. I forgot to tell you guys that if the champion ties, it's like wrestling. He keeps the belt.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, okay. This new just rule. T pick two last new round. What are we thinking? Rules.
Pick one. Just roll with it.
Eight.
Number eight.
Troy Aikman.
All right. According to legend, vampires can't come inside a home unless what?
Can't come inside a
home. That's a stupid question.
Thanks.
Unless.
Can't come inside a home.
Is it something about the door frame?
I was going to say something about garlic, but yeah. I mean,
yeah. 30 seconds.
Aren't they allergic to garlic, though?
Yeah.
Or something like that?
Yeah. I guess so. I don't know.
I don't know either.
Man.
They both said they don't know.
No.
What a ridiculous question.
Yeah, 20 seconds. So.
Can't come inside a home. What can...
10 seconds.
You say, like, garlic on the door frame or something like that?
Yeah.
Okay, do garlic on the door frame.
Never mind, Cam, I bet.
That is not it.
Is it not... Just being invited in?
Yeah.
That's come on.
I didn't know that.
That's the thing about vampires.
I never thought about that.
Some trick
they can't
question.
Come inside the house unless they're invited in.
I mean, I guess that makes sense.
I never heard that before.
No.
Otherwise, they'd just be eating everybody, guys.
Yeah. Be very problematic if a vampire just walk in your house.
I mean, True Blood?
They could just come in forcefully.
No. You haven't seen Twilight?
True Blood. No. I'm pretty proud I don't watch True Blood, too. I mean.
Number 20.
All right.
And I really thought that question was easy.
I think this question is super interesting.
It's going to be really weird.
What food did the Christian church ban during Lent that helped lead to its popularity on Easter?
The last part might give it away.
This is a tough question. This is an interesting question. You guys know it?
I don't think so.
Traven talked like he did, but I don't know it.
I got a couple thoughts here.
Okay.
One of them is deviled eggs, because the devil. Another, for some reason I keep thinking of goats, but I just know goats are popular on eating for Easter. but that's not really it.
I've never heard that. I was
like, gonna say ghosts.
Like, Catholic Greeks eat a lot of goats.
That's true.
We had to take them goats, and they'd get them slaughtered, kill them right in front of us and stuff. My dad always take them goats and stuff. I'm gonna go with deviled eggs. So don't have goats.
So technically, you're right. Eggs is the answer.
That works. The deviled part. Deviled. That's where it comes from. Deviled. Look it up.
So basically, the story behind this is they ban like meat and eggs or on Lent, and eggs were the easiest thing to keep preserved over the whole time.
Started making them deviled.
So it was the easiest thing to start back eating, like right when you get off Lent. So that kind of led to Easter eggs and all that kind of stuff.
If you guys won, I'll take only a half a point and give you guys a chance to win if you get your question right. I think that's fair.
Okay.
I mean, he said it.
I mean, I'll say deviled eggs. I feel like I should get half credit.
Yeah, you at least got some credit in there.
I feel like that's a pretty fair compromise.
Okay. I'll take that.
I mean, do you guys accept? Am I going to have to hear? I'm giving you a chance to win it here, the question. Is that fair or no? Because I mean, I feel like you guys really just want to give me the credit for eggs, honestly. It looks like you guys feel a little guilty for even making me take half a point. But anyways.
That's fair. All right.
I'll take half a point.
Yep.
It's fine.
Right. I think that's the honorable thing for me to do.
Okay.
All right.
So here we go. Wait, is this our last question?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got to pick their number.
Two and a half to two.
I think that's the honorable thing to do.
Fair enough. Go ahead, Hayden.
They accepted these terms.
You go ahead.
I'm not picking the number. You've been picking them all the time.
16.
Here we go.
All right.
I really thought they'd fall into my trap. I tried to set earlier.
What was the number? That you pick.
I guess I won't be. I thought they were gonna do that because they didn't remember what the number was.
We went 9, 10, 11, 12, and I picked 14. I was hoping you guys would think I picked 13 and 14.
Yeah.
Because then you guys.
You said it ended at 5 too. You said it ended at 5, so I've been staying away from 5s. I could have picked 14.
Yeah, I thought they were gonna mess with you. All right, number 16.
I tried to lay a trap. Damn it.
For the win.
Let's go.
Muriel Siebert was the first woman to own a seat on what?
Oh, the Supreme Court.
That was my guess. Either that or the House, but I mean, probably the Supreme Court. Or like the Senate, maybe? I don't know. Never heard of her. I'd say Supreme Court. Right?
I mean, it's only three options, so.
Could be court side of the Lakers.
What do you want to say, Draven? It all comes down to this.
Loves her Lakers games.
I think we should go with Supreme Court. You want to lock it in? Ooh, it's going to sting.
You guys,
20 seconds.
Yeah, go ahead. You guys do whatever you
want. I don't know. Supreme Court.
Supreme Court is not it.
I was going to say, I feel like I've never heard of that woman. I would hear of her if she was the first.
She was the first woman to own a seat on the New York Stock Exchange.
You gotta be kidding me. Whatever.
Shooter. Great movie villain, by the way. I watched Happy Gilmore this weekend. Shooter McGavin, really great movie villain.
He is a good
shooter. Whenever he sinks the putt after and then kicks the beach ball, it's one of my favorite. Or kicks the beach ball.
You remind me a little bit of Shooter.
And then sinks the 12-foot putt.
Shooter.
Suck on that, baby. 2.5 to 2. So I guess the series is over. 4-2. The reverse gentleman sweep, if you will. Let's go to break. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio. Thanksgiving right around the corner. I do believe we're off the air on Friday, right? Have we actually confirmed that with anybody? Are we off the air on Friday? Are we on the air?
Well, I know that Three and Out's just doing Monday through Wednesday.
Okay.
So
I know sometimes Russell would do a Friday show. I think we're off Friday, so just don't plan on coming in Friday. But we got this show, so tomorrow will be our Friday. So we'll get our picks in. We'll get everything ready. Tomorrow's show will be our Friday show as we do our weekend preview. I love the Thanksgiving holiday. I love the Thanksgiving break. It's going to be a lot more fun for a lot of people now where they can earn some extra gravy for their mashed potatoes betting on the games. And FanDuel is offering our listeners and new users our listeners who are new users, if you've been waiting to get in the FanDuel game, now's the time. They're giving you a 25-1 odds boost on any NFL game on Thanksgiving Day. Make your Black Friday have a little extra green. Just pick one team to bet on Thanksgiving. The Texans or the Lions, Washington or Dallas, the Steelers or the Ravens. Pick one and get 25-1 odds. FanDuel's always offering promotions like this. That's why they're my favorite sports book. That's why they're America's favorite sports book. It's easy to use, safe and secure, and fast payouts. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Sign up with the promo code TALKSPORT so they know that we sent you. That's FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code TALKSPORTS. Must be 21 or older, present Tennessee. New users only. Must wager on designated boost market. Deposit required. Max bonus of $125. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789. Have to find us. We can do some really good same game parlays there on Thanksgiving as well. See where Houston lost his. Did Houston end up losing his? Right.
No, he got it back. They said he won with the rushing yards. They took the knees out.
Oh, really?
Really?
Mm-hmm. Usually they don't do that. Huh?
Yeah.
Because it was Houston, or is that FanDuel trying to make Tennessee people happy?
I guess I don't know.
Got a real problem with that. I love people getting their money, but I feel like we've got a slippery slope where we're just giving people money back for losing bets. Mm-hmm. But happy for him.
Yeah, they did that last week with the Purdue game.
Hey, FanDuel is taking care of our people. Yeah, they're taking care of bad beats, some bad beats insurance. That's cool. I just hate to be on a sports book that didn't offer that.
Well, they didn't give him his money back. They just like.
They kind of has a win, yeah.
A win, yeah.
I think that's just part of gambling.
Yeah.
If Mahomes would have snuck it 2 yards, you would have wanted the money for winning.
Yep.
Yeah, fair enough.
But either way, hey, shout out to FanDuel for hooking Houston up. So, and I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of people. I saw a lot of people with Mahomes over prop bet that had hit and then did not after he kneeled. They didn't give me my 0.2 fantasy points back, I'll tell you that much. ESPN ain't giving nothing back.
And they're taking Taysom off the tight end position this week. Hate to see
Yeah.
We got a little bit of time. Let's hit some free agent additions. Hayden, what do you got for us? We got some. Who all's on a bye week? Is anybody on a bye week this week, or is Thanksgiving or bye week's over now?
Yes.
We still have teams on bye week?
I think somebody has a bye week.
No, this week, but I think somebody was having a bye week in week 13.
Yeah, the Bucks and the Panthers still have a bye week
okay.
Next week. I think that is it, though.
I think they said that was like the latest one. And
no, the Bucks play the Chiefs next week.
Week 13.
We're at week
12. Okay,
yeah.
sorry.
Next week. Yeah, Tampa, Carolina.
That's a late bye week. Okay, so don't need any bye week replacements.
Maybe
they
said
this
that was the latest one in the NFL history, like tied with something.
I wonder why they did that.
I don't know.
That was scheduled before, too. That's not because of rescheduling because of COVID or anything, because Tampa and
is
Carolina.
Is Thanksgiving just earlier than usual? Because usually Thanksgiving is the last bye week. Because maybe Thanksgiving. No, it's going to be the 6th? I mean,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's weird.
And the season started. The season didn't get started late either, right?
No.
Interesting. Hayden, what do you got for some fantasy pickups?
Well, John, this week we're going to do a daily fantasy Thanksgiving lineup.
Okay.
With a little bit of crossover into waiver pickups.
Okay.
It's all on some of them.
Okay, let's see what you got.
Can't have the best of the best in the daily fantasy roster. You got to spend some money up
there.
So, quarterback Deshaun Watson, 31 points last week. He's the leading rusher on the team. I mean, he's the entire team. So, if you're going to do a daily fantasy lineup.
Now, have you verified that this lineup fits your budget, or are you just going to make up a roster that
we're making up a roster that will definitely fit.
Okay.
It'll definitely fit.
Okay.
There's only one star on here. So.
Okay.
One big star.
Okay.
Deshaun Watson.
I mean, you start with a star. I mean, that's just one of
Yeah, he's the only one.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
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 Now on to running backs. Also, crossover waiver wire here, Gus Edwards, 12 points this week, 14% roster, which will go up with Ingram and Dobbins on the COVID IR list.
Do you want Gus Edwards, really, against the Steelers defense?
Steelers defense is tough, though, but he will be a starting running back.
And a Ravens offense that can't do anything? I'd rather take a flyer on like a backup running back.
I'd rather take Antonio Gibson.
Yeah.
He's a star.
Oh, you're doing just Thanksgiving. Okay.
Yeah, just Thanksgiving. Okay, yeah, okay. Just Thanksgiving. Yeah.
That's why I went Antonio Gibson.
I would rather have
Is he considered a star at this point? Like maybe on the draft.
He's projected like
that.
Yeah.
Draft
if I had to pick
things.
The number one running back, I'd rather have Benny Snell than Gus Edwards at this point. But maybe not. Okay. I'm worried about that. And that defense is good, too. Okay. Go ahead. You're the fantasy guy.
Second running back, JD McKissick, 13-point projection this week, 9 points last week. Alex Smith, very conservative, a lot of checkdowns. He's not the actual running back. He's more of like the little passing catching running back.
Sure.
He gets a lot of catches every week. He was the number one targeted player on the team like the last few weeks, even over McLaurin. So,
okay.
Yeah.
I like that.
Wide receivers, C.D. Lamb is number one.
Hey.
10-point projection. Everybody's still sleeping on him. He had 16 points last week. He's not even close to the highest projected on the Cowboys. He's way behind Cooper. So, C.D. Lamb this week. Dalton was looking for him a lot this past weekend. Mm-hmm. So, number two, this is probably the second best player on this list. Chase Claypool, most consistent player in wide receiver position this year probably, besides like Hopkins and I guess Julio until he got hurt. 13 points projected this week, 15 last week. He runs the ball a lot. He's just consistent. All right. No one's saying anything.
We're listening to you.
That's good. I'm okay. Taking it all in.
Tight end. We're going to go back. Dalton Schultz this
week.
8-point projection. 12 points last week.
Red zone threat.
Yeah, red zone threat. We saw it wide open.
I'm just sitting here thinking. I was thinking a couple things. Like, I'm thinking that A, these games suck.
Yeah, they
do. It's not your fault, obviously. It's not your fault that Texans, Lions, and Washington Cowboys are our, two of our main games. And the third game might not even get played because of COVID. And, like, even if it does get played, it'll be hard-hitting, but I don't know how appealing that game will be with the Ravens, the way they're struggling, and the Steelers. Like, I just think that's three bad football games. Again, not blaming you. But that's what I was thinking.
That's a fair point.
You're naming these players. I'm like, I don't want any of these players on any fantasy team, except Deshaun, but, like.
That's why it's a Thanksgiving edition.
I understand. It's not against you, again. I'm just saying. What was the NFL thinking? Like, do we ever think Washington at Dallas is going to be a good game? Were they trying to give Dallas like a showcase game? Because no one thought Washington was going to be any good.
Mm-hmm. Washington got rid of the old name, so they had to throw him on Thanksgiving, I guess. Was that it?
That might have been it.
I mean, what else?
That might have been it. Hey, yeah. Do us a favor. We'll put you on Thanksgiving. Like, could you not put like at least like Detroit versus like Chicago on here? Like, can we get like a division game and not just like a Texans crossover?
Yeah, surprised they didn't do that, yeah.
It's not like you've been trying to feed like Deshaun Watson down our throats. So, like, why now? Anyways, go ahead, Hayden.
Okay, defense. We have Baltimore this week, between Baltimore and Pittsburgh. But Pittsburgh's going to be more expensive for this daily fantasy. We're going to go Baltimore. Really?
The pass rush.
The pass rush is going to hurt the Cowboys, I'm telling you.
The pass rush. I'm about tired of hearing about that pass rush. Well, when we have Zach Martin, who doesn't even play tackle, and he's still the best tackle in the NFL. How crazy is that? Wow. Crazy stuff.
Do you remember what I told Cam last week? Do you remember what I told Cam last week? Do you remember?
Yes.
That, how many times do I have to tell you, your team is just letting you get back into it just to hurt you again? You have worn Cowboys gear the last 2 days. You're feeling it. You're sitting here talking about Zach Martin being the best tackle in the league. Chase Young is going to make him look like he's standing in quicksand.
Don't
even start with that.
Cement.
Zach Martin is
mud.
Really good.
You know really who else is really good?
Who, Chase Young?
Chase Young.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever.
You see what he did to Joe Burrow? He likes Joe Burrow. He doesn't even like Andy Dalton. Joe Burrow is his friend. You see how hard he hit Joe Burrow last week? He doesn't even like Andy Dalton. He hates redheads.
It's a bull just charging.
Yeah. They've got you back in. This guy's sitting over here rooting for a 3-7 team with all the confidence in the world right now. He was over here talking about winning game one in the playoffs. About how the NFC's wide open. They might make a run to the Super Bowl.
Have I said anything wrong? And by the way, never brought up the Cowboys in that conversation. I just said the NFC feels pretty open. Feels like we could have an upset or two, you know?
Do you do kickers in daily fantasy? Are there kickers in daily fantasy?
I don't know, but I put Matt Prater on here just to get a line in there.
I don't think they put kickers on daily fantasy. If they do, get a line in there. Last call on the other side. Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. Last call is brought to you by Smarter Searches, an award-winning digital marketing agency that combines performance and creativity for incredible results. They help business transition to a more online-focused strategy in a contact-free, touchless world. SmarterSearches.com. Let's play some Pump the Brakes. Let's keep it moving. Cameron, what do you have for us?
12-year-old going to college.
Nerd.
Delete! 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 Delete!
All right, I got interesting kidney swap.
Okay.
Pump your brakes, kid.
I'm going to college. I'm so smart. I'm only 12.
Nerd. A Texas hospital has performed a complicated 10-person kidney swap.
Wow.
Yeah. It says a Texas hospital kidney swap program faced one of its greatest logistical challenges when doctors pulled off a 10-way organ transplant and saved the lives of 5 people. Doctors at Houston Methodist Hospital said the complicated swap originated when John H.B. Berliski, why did they put his nickname in here?
Just in case his friends are reading it.
True, I guess so. Lost both his kidneys to polycystic kidney disease, and his wife Tara offered to give him one of hers. The doctors explained to the couple that while they were a match, John Berliski had type AB blood, which means he's a universal recipient and could accept a kidney from anyone. A unique situation made the couple ideal participants in the hospital's kidney swap program. It says Mizell Gonzalez, who was diagnosed with polycystic kidney disease, was offered a kidney by his mother, but they decided to join the kidney swap program so they could receive an organ from a younger donor. And there's just a bunch of people just got signed up for the same program. The 6 people ended up in the same kidney swap chain, along with a pair of cousins, a pair of sisters, and 5 kidneys that were taken from donors and placed in the recipients.
I'm confused about what's happening here. Can you make it more simple for me?
So basically, this guy was like a super, like the universal donor for a kidney.
Okay.
And then some other people were as well. So they all joined this kidney swap program.
Okay.
So they just basically just took all the donor kidneys and basically were able to just like
mix them
find
up?
The people. Yeah, find the people in this group that it worked with. And
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes more sense.
Yeah, they said it's very complex logistical task. But yeah, they basically were just mixing up the kidneys between all these different donors and stuff they had and were able to find.
Well, that's good.
You know, the 10 people to lock it Ooh. In. So
good deal.
I'd be nervous to get a surgery like that with COVID, mm-hmm. to be honest.
I mean, if you need a kidney.
But you can live without a kidney for a while.
Well, that one
you?
Guy had two.
Yeah, that guy had two. Oh, two. Okay. I still would want to get it done as soon as possible, even if COVID.
Yep.
Just me personally. I'm so ready for Thanksgiving food. I'm so hungry right now. What was that?
Turkey. That was a poor turkey. That's a turkey.
I've heard worse.
That's not really a compliment. He's heard worse.
Yeah, who else is making turkey noises?
Yeah, you got turkey noise you want to try to, you know, one-up him with?
I couldn't do any better.
Gobble, gobble.
Gobble, gobble.
Drives up next. They locked in on Fan Run Radio.
Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes.